Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Al Morgani in for Hugh. And we were trying to figure out where Hugh could be this week on his week off. And
Church.
Church.
Might have gone to a revival.
Oh, like a retreat.
Yeah.
Like he's gone for a week.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
That'd be good for him. I think it'd be good. We also had winery. We had someone who just wanted to say, hope Hugh's happy wherever he is. Some of us think Hugh is sleeping.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's having a good time wherever he is. All right, Al is in, and Al, you get to be in for the beginning of what should be a fun week. So we have a plan here by Friday to crown the top five of the last 25. So it's amazing. A quarter century is gone. It's 2025. It happened quick, right? So we were thinking about it in terms of Philadelphia sports in the last quarter century and who really have been the best of the best. So we currently have a page up. You can go and vote and put your submissions in 94WIP.com. Quarter century week is how you go and vote. And we'll tweet it out and we'll put it out. You can go and vote for your five best athletes, like the five faces of Philadelphia sports last 25 years, who you'd put on that list. So we figured with you here today, Al, you got to give us your top five of the last 25 Flyers. Oof. Of the last 25 years.
It's amazing. That's a long time. It's like three generations. It shows you how quickly things change. Mm-hmm. You're talking three generations of players, right?
Sure. Like, think about who was on the team in 2000, 2001. It feels like forever ago.
It does.
It does.
This is hard with the Flyers because they haven't had the bell ringer, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yep.
But I would think Claude Giroux would certainly be my number one guy.
It'd be hard not to. I mean, he's got to be near the top.
Claude Giroux. Simone Gagné would be there for me. Eric Desjardins would be there. Kimmo Tiininen would be there. And Jake Voracek.
Hmm. Who of all... So Voracek was your fifth. Kimmo was fourth?
Kimmo was,
it was
fourth.
Okay.
And Desjardins was third.
So who was the most difficult one for you to leave off? Like who else was in your head?
And Mike Richards, Danny Briere, Coutts, Couturier, Pronger, but that was so early.
Did wonder if Pronger was going to make.
He wasn't here for long enough.
He was
not. That's my thing. When you look at this is the problem. When you look at what's happened to the franchise, the bad points. You look at the defensemen. I mean, you're talking Pronger and Provorov might have been.
When we presented this morning, you're like, wait, do I have to have defensemen? I'm like, no, have your five best players. Yeah.
Tiininen was tremendous.
Yeah.
But you look at it, and then you could make a case for Pronger or Provorov. That's how they've kind of come up. And goaltenders, my God, you're probably looking at Cech Manek and Brian Boucher probably.
Yeah. it's pretty wild when you go back and you think of like what is the everyone's got a different criteria for this list. Just like when we did the top 11 a few weeks ago on the afternoon show and we all gave our list. Everyone's going to have a different criteria. Like what makes the top five athletes of the last 25 years of Philadelphia?
Team success.
Right. How long? And
how long?
Or is it just greatness? I mean, I think everyone's going to have a different criteria because when you said Pronger, I thought about like the short careers that Halladay for the Phillies and T.O. for the Eagles, very short. But like they were the best in the league when they were here. Like how do you reconcile that? I don't know. If you ask me right now to guess how the list is going to look at the end of the week between our staff here at WIP and the listeners, Kyle, I have no idea what the top five will be in the last 25 years of Philadelphia. I could probably guess one or two of the names, but I don't know the full five.
I think for all these and the Flyers for me, is tough just because for a team that hasn't won anything significant,
right?
Then this is where personal bias might creep in.
Sure.
Like Wayne Simmons, my favorite player.
Yeah, absolutely. He would get a lot of fan votes.
I think he would. Maybe Couturier too.
Get votes.
Like you'll see some
Jeff
fan
Carter,
favorites. I think.
Richards.
Yes.
Yeah. Those teams.
Carter and Richards, specifically Richards, was the one. Him and Pronger. I was wondering if they were going to make your list because they were. I mean, they had their run here.
Yeah.
Especially Richards.
Yeah, I look at a number of games and those defensemen on a franchise that's really struggled to get that. But when you make a list like this, it's almost come to the point, not just in Philadelphia, but in the United States, where you have to have two separate lists. Mm. Football and other sports.
Well, so for the overall list, how many Eagles are going to make
up
the top five?
Well, that's just it warps it because the sport has steamrolled every other sport. It's almost unfair that a guy that's played what's the most number of games an Eagle would have played through a decade?
Brandon Graham, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but then compare that to how many baseball player, how long? I mean, been here like forever.
Right.
It's really football has become so big, it almost is. All right, let's make a list for football and then the rest.
What's interesting is so in this time frame, right, the last 25 years, we've had three titles, the two Eagles and the Phillies.
Yeah.
And I wonder how people are going to reconcile who they pick from those teams when they make their top five. Because those Phillies teams,
oh my God,
they had four guys that were here a long time and were special players.
And do you give weight to, because you actually now you will have literal Hall of Famers.
Yes.
How do you dismiss the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Off a Hall of Famer?
Who are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking one sport Hall of Famer is compared to a football player who would earn his stripes just because it's the Eagles.
I am thinking how many Hall of Famers just in total have played. Like guys.
My
that,
gosh.
In the last 25 years, guys that are in the Hall of Fame that have played. So AI comes to mind right away.
Yeah.
That one.
But basketball, like Joel Embiid's probably going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. No, but the AI's.
Of course. But.
Earned.
But,
and Joel's earned a Hall of Fame.
But I feel the need to point that out when we talk about Hall of Famers.
No, I understand. How many of the Eagles have? It might not as be many as you think.
But I think the thing with the Eagles is. Lane Johnson.
Lane.
Is a surefire Hall of Famer.
Dawkins
Jason Kelsey.
There. Kelsey will be there.
Look, Jalen Hurts on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Just by...
All right, let's just stop.
No,
I think you're right. No, I
mean, he is.
I'm not dismissing that, and I think he is,
Halladay.
Too. Do you think Jalen Hurts is going to make this list?
For sure, yeah. No,
no.
Because... Oh. Yeah, the top five Eagles?
No.
Top
do you think Jalen
athletes.
Hurts will get ranked a top five athlete in Philadelphia the last 25 years?
You know...
He's been at two Super Bowls as the quarterback.
I got to tell you, I think he will.
Do you think he should?
I
don't think he's earned it
yet. He is the greatest quarterback in Eagles history.
And certainly the best of the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we go with Al's theory, how much the Eagles matter, then he might make the list.
Maybe four Eagles in front of him.
It might all,
well, like, this season of dominance that the Eagles just had, like we saw what that did to the top 11 lists.
I totally get your theory and why you think this. I just...
Oh, it'd just be like this city to put him on one, leave him off the other way.
Yeah. I would put him on this list and not the top 11 best in the city right now. I would. No, because
means more than he is currently.
To me, greatness and best player are a different thing. Greatness implies like an impact or like a legacy.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is where you start involving the wins and stuff. Where I think best player is like what I take. Is this guy better than this guy just as a player? Like Zach Wheeler better than Jalen Hurts, but like. Jalen Hurts probably has a better resume than Zach Wheeler does right now, just based on his accomplishments. Like, I don't know. Like the greatness thing, I think, is where we really start playing the semantics.
Yeah, of course.
But that's how I'm going to be approaching this quarter century list, is greatness.
All right. It is up now. You can go 94WIP.com to check it out. You can vote there. We'll post it on our Twitter page as well to vote for the five best athletes Philadelphia of the last 25 years. I have no idea what this list will look like by the end of the week. You could tell me that Jalen Hurts is going to be on. You could tell me there's all Eagles.
Well, yeah.
I have to imagine one of those Phillies makes
it. The biggest argument will be Embiid.
In terms of top five, like overall,
yeah.
How do I squeeze him on? He never got to the Eastern Conference Finals as the best player on an NBA team.
You're telling me he's going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, but everyone goes to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
So it's less of that and more. I think of at their peak,
yeah.
Where they rank amongst their peers because
and he
all
was
of this,
very
is,
high.
Yeah, and like crossing sports is tough, right? Because it's hard to say a pitcher's better than a quarterback, just in terms of importance. So you have to rank them amongst their peers. And Bede, at his best.
Was an MVP of the league.
You can argue he's the best player in basketball. Player in basketball.
At worst, he was two or three, right?
Not best center, best player in basketball. I think you have to weigh that a little bit.
I can't wait to see where this goes. All right, 215-592-9494. Excited to see the votes as the week goes on. And we'll do different lists each day. We start with the Flyers today. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, glad to know, fellas.
What's up, buddy? What are you feeling today?
Hey, listen, man, I'm feeling good because y'all talking about my boy Jalen, right? Mm-hmm. I want to say I heard OG, right? OG gave it to y'all, man, and I love what OG
you call
was
that.
Saying. Yeah, I love what OG was saying. But listen, I believe that Jalen is number two in the league, only behind Patrick. And I believe that because during his best year the last couple of years, right? Jalen had 4,000 yards, almost 4,500 yards, and 38 TDs that year, right? And so they always say he can't do this, he can't do that. He proved to y'all over the last year and a year and a half, I would say that he is, I believe, he's the best deep ball thrower in the game, like in the game. And when he's called upon, to lead the team to the championship and get over the hump, he's done it. So I don't know, man. I don't know. All these other quarterbacks we talking about, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, they good, but they not Jalen. And if I start a team right now today based upon that resume, they flashy toys.
Oh my goodness.
But the person who get the job done is Jalen.
So let me ask you a question because you said if you started a team. But how much of that is because of what you've seen with him on the Eagles? Like, he gets the job done, and how much of that? And I think he's very good, too, DeMond. You know I think he's a good player. But how much of that is because he's got all these other good players around him?
Well, I just explained it to you. Remember the year I just pointed out to you when he had 4,000 yards?
Yeah, so I thought in 2022, I thought he was that good. I haven't thought that in the last two. Now, he's had games, like the Super Bowl, right, and the title game. But in the last two seasons, to me, he hasn't been as consistent as he was that year. That year, he was awesome.
He only had, last year, before they fell off a cliff, right? I mean, the year before last, cliff.
Yep.
He was okay. He was okay, and he was coming on. So I don't understand. But after that, everybody fell off. You know, it wasn't just him. The debacle, everybody was messed up.
Well, so now now the supporting cast matters when they're collapsing all of a sudden.
No, the supporting cast always matters.
Right, okay. But we can't use it when we compare him to other quarterbacks, I've noticed.
Okay, well, compare him to any other Super Bowl winning quarterback. Mm. The great ones, right? The great ones.
I don't think you want me to do that.
No, hold on. And I'll tell you this. The great ones, right? We call them the great ones, right? Mm-hmm. All of them had weapons around them. All of them had good lines, good defense. They needed all that. It's a team sport.
Oh.
But my man Jalen, he just like MJ just named him, you know what I mean, his NFL guy, is because MJ see the same thing in Jalen that was in him, man. Jalen's confidence, man. He's motivated. He's hardworking. He's dedicated. And when it all boils down to nutshells, he gets the job done.
He's a good quarterback.
None of these other quarterbacks don't do that.
Well, they haven't. Not all of them have won. Yeah, they haven't. And DeMond, we appreciate it. You know who else was a Jordan Brand guy? Jeter.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he has he likes that personality to favor his brand.
That's fine. Nobody's saying he's a bad quarterback. Like, and by the way, I mean, he's talking about what he was before the collapse of the team. He had like a 23-game stretch where he led the entire league in turnovers.
Yeah, you're talking about 2023. Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of those. And then that stopped after they stopped throwing the ball as much this year. I just, for me, it's just a consistency thing. And I don't think it's disrespect that he's ranked in these rankings lower than you want it to be. Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? Dollar Joe, Al Morrell, and today is Kyle the Barber because he definitely loves lining them up.
Matt, what are you thinking today, buddy?
I just think the list is a little disrespectful. I mean, he definitely, we can stamp him. Like, objectively, Jalen's number five, just off passer rating, accomplishments, and what he's done up until this point. Personally, like, subjectively, I give him three, only because in this era of quarterbacks, there's only two other quarterbacks that's won. If you want the pass-heavy type of guy, you got to give the nod to Matthew Stafford. The Rams also gave us a close game.
Mm-hmm.
One could argue that they could have went in and dismantled the Chiefs as well. And then it's Patrick Mahomes, of course, is number one. But other than that, like, I don't really see too much from anybody else because we've seen him in the big moments. Jalen also has a winning record against the AFC when he went and beat Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Like, so when we say in the AFC, but then we've seen him beat those Kansas, and then I'm trying to get confusing there. And also my last point, Tom Brady had top five or top 10 rushing years at least 10 of those 20 years, arguably maybe 12. I got to go back and look. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
You mean like his team ran for a lot of yards, you're saying?
Yeah,
like
different running backs that they brought in.
Yeah, Antoine Smith and all the different guys. Hey, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, some of that, too, was how they were winning the games late and they ran the clock out.
Yeah, and I mean, he just made everybody. But that's where I liken him to Brady, who gets the best out of the people around him. And yeah, there's more talent here. But I mean, Brady made average receivers look tremendous.
Yes, he did. David Patton and those guys in the beginning.
Yeah.
See, I think, and Hughes brought this up before, I think there is some sort of parallel to early career Tom and early career Jalen. Now, the difference is, I'd say around 07, Tom went to a different level as a player. Like, that's when he started throwing 50 touchdowns, and he was an MVP candidate during the regular season. Now, maybe Jalen, like, I'm not discounting Al. Jalen could get better. And if he does, then I think all these rankings with him, two or three, are going to be super fair.
If they win another Super Bowl, everything changes.
Yeah, of course it will.
Everything.
Well, and you would imagine.
For the coach, too.
Yes.
I mean, they go hand in hand to me. I mean, the same kind of slighting goes on with the coach.
Who do you think is more responsible for all this? Because I think the backdrop is the same for both, that people view it as it's a GM roster thing, and they're good with the GM and the roster great around them. That's the view. That's what I think it is. I don't think anyone maybe some people dislike Sirianni because of his personality. Like, I mean, people around the league. I don't think people dislike Jalen. Like, I'm trying to find why would they be disrespecting him. Maybe they're just seeing it wrong, but I don't think it's... That's why I don't think it's disrespect. I just think they view it as he's got a lot around him, he's good, they win.
Yeah, I think that's a large part of it on what they have. It is a weird thing. I mean, I don't think that I think that the tush-push-push does play a little bit, believe it or not. I mean, it's so big. I mean, for just a play...
It's huge.
For 1 yard thing, I mean, it turns into... It's a bona fide bonanza for the NFL.
It's the most famous play in the sport.
Yeah, it's like, get rid of it. Well, you're getting rid of it. You're getting rid of something that everybody can't wait to see and they talk about in the pregame show. But
it's like the thing that kids and grandmas know about. Like, everyone knows
about
the
tush-push. But if you don't like the Eagles, you bring that up.
Right.
It's become the legal version of the Patriots cheating.
Yeah, it's something that it's part of the story every week. Yeah,
Just nobody finds it to be a coincidence that if you ask where Jalen Hurts ranks amongst Eagles fans, they put him at number one or number two.
And executives,
but when people who are like literally paid to evaluate this kind of stuff put him at nine. Look, I don't think he's nine. I think it's probably crazier to say he's number one or two than he is number nine.
He's closer for me. He's closer to nine than two. Yeah, I think. If he would, I'll put it this way, because I know people think it's like, I really like the player. I mean, I'm a Hurts fan. If he was ranked 15, I would come on here and say, this is ridiculous. Come on. I mean, like, the guy's a really good player, consistently good, all the good things, and Al pointed out his attributes. But being ranked somewhere between 6 and 9, that's good. It's just not good enough for us right now.
Well, there were years that this fan base would have done crazy things to have a top 10 quarterback
most
in the NFL.
Most years. I mean, just think about the history of the franchise. Most years. I mean, how many years have they had a no-doubt top 10 guy? Yeah. A lot of Donovan's career. Maybe a brief bit of Randall. We kind of squinted and saw Wentz that way for a two-year period. It's not often.
If during that Wentz year in 2020, I told everybody, guess what? This Hurts kid's going to come in, top 10 QB.
Everyone here would have done jumping jacks, and that's exactly what happened. Herb in the Northeast may be doing jumping jacks at the gym. What's up, Herb?
Oh, my God.
Herb.
Yo, you're finally back from the West Coast.
I am back. You ever been to Washington State, Herb?
I've never been to Washington. I know I've been to Seattle, but I've never been to Washington State.
Well, Seattle's in Washington State. So.
How did you manage that?
A lot of tours. You went for the tours, I know.
Well, we went hiking. I went in the Space Needle on Saturday, Herb. It's pretty cool.
I'm not a hiker no more.
You're not a hiker anymore. You used to be a hiker.
I like to rent a car and just go.
Yeah, we did that too.
All right, let's make this short and sweet.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you my quick list, just 1 to 5.
Okay.
For these past 25 years.
Okay. First one of the week.
The first one I'm gonna go with. Okay, is Cole Hamels. Number two, I'm going with Ryan Howard. Number three, I'm going with Jalen Hurts. Number four, I'm going with Brandon Graham. And number five, I'm going with Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, yeah. If he wins the World Series, then I'm going to push him up the list. But right now, Cole Hamels, he won the MVP. He was in some big games. He had the no-hitter, you know, that
yeah, of
kind
course.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he
World Series MVP. So no J-Roll, no Utley, no J-Roll, no,
you know what?
No Kelsey.
There was one guy I wanted to put in.
We only get five spots.
Okay, one guy we got to put in. I forgot. Actually, he should be one, and the rest moved down. Number one is Brian Dawkins.
Oh, so we forgot Dawkins. Okay.
Brian Dawkins.
So that means Wheeler's off the list then. He's six.
He was the heart and soul of that defense. For a long time. Now, let me get to the baseball.
Okay.
I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and I've been on a few shows about this. Okay? I said the Phillies got to go in and get somebody in the first round. Okay? Like, there's about four or five other teams that has done this in the past 2 or 3 years. They draft a guy, and they bring him right up. There's no... You know, no sitting.
Yeah, they fast track him, Herb.
Cage, exactly. Okay, but no, this kid, Cage Wood, okay, I believe, okay, if I was running the team, Dombrowski, you out there listening, start listening to Herb Rifkin. Start listening to me when I was with the Chicago White Sox, when I was with the Cincinnati Reds, okay? Start listening to me. This kid, Cage Wood, I watched him. The whole game, he had a perfect game. They had the perfect game logo up there in the sixth inning, and he would have had the perfect game if that curveball didn't hit that guy in the leg, whatever. But the thing is, that kid, every pitch he was throwing was 97, 98, and he even hit 99 and 100. Okay, the guy deserves a shot with the Phillies. Forget about Triple A. Forget about
Double A. Oh, you want to bring him right to the majors.
I want him here this weekend against the California LA Angels.
Yeah, that would cause a little buzz out. From the draft right to the Phillies.
I want
to
see him face Mike Trout.
Oh, now we're talking.
I want to see him face the catcher that we gave away.
O'Hoppy. Logan O'Hoppy.
O'Hoppy, yeah. Let's put the guy in the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
Okay? If he sign the contract today, tomorrow, and be ready to pitch this weekend in Philadelphia, see Citizens Bank Park. There's a lot of people coming this weekend.
Herb, I think it's an interesting idea. Yeah, just put him right in the bullpen.
Now's the time. Yep. Let the kid pitch in the big leagues now and see what he can do for the next 30 days.
Boom, right to the big leagues. Herb, we appreciate it. Al, you in or you out?
I forgot what I was missing. So he's been to Seattle, but never Washington.
Never Washington, but he's been to Seattle, which is in the state of Washington.
He lost me there.
Yeah. What about the idea of putting Gage Wood right in the major league team?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But whatever, it's entertaining.
Yes, also...
That was tame for a Herb.
That was. He also gave Zach Wheeler the honor of putting him in his top five last 20, and then knocked him right out. Actually, sorry, Zach, you're in, and then you're out. All right, 215-592.
That's confidence right there.
It is. 592-9494. We'll check in with you people. It's Al's first time being on YouTube. He's very excited. And finish up on the phone lines on all of this. Plus, Al has something to get off his chest here about the All-Star selection that has both players and fans up in arms, especially Phillies players. They were ripping Major League Baseball. Al's got to talk about it. That's coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is about us on Jalen Hurts and the rankings. Or is it about the All-Star selection? Or maybe Al and you people. We're going to hear from you people coming up. I'm excited to hear what you people had to say. I missed them last week. They always have nice things to say, especially to TK, who's in. By the way, TK is going to be on for the afternoon show coming up at 2 o'clock. TK was in for me last week. And what I heard was the you people really came after TK last week.
I work with Cap Gun yesterday. Yeah. I work with him every Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know TK well.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what did they give him a hard time about?
You know what? Maybe we'll find out more on you people coming up at 1:45. All right,
they said he looked like a young Paul Jolovitz.
Yeah, that's tough.
Which was the one that hurt him the most.
Oh, wow.
That's not what you want.
He flipped me off, but it wasn't me saying it.
It was not. All right, so here's the.
They're kind of right, but
this is like the Hurts list. I didn't rank him 9. I'm getting beat up for this. Like I didn't rank him 9. He's 6 on my list. Here's the question: which WIP older younger comparison do you like better? TK as a young Paul Jolovitz, or that Elliot could pass for Daryl Morey down the line? Like, if down the line, you could see Elliott kind of looking like Daryl Morey.
I could see that.
I could see that, too. You like that one better than TK and Jolly?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I like TK too much to do that to TK. It doesn't work for me.
I've always liked the Elliott and Daryl Morey.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of see it if you squint hard enough.
Like Elliott would have to start eating a lot worse.
Yeah, like if Elliott was not in. Yeah, it could happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. We'll put it that way. All right, Al. Before we get back to the phones, let's talk about what happened with the All-Star selection process. So we have Home Run Derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow.
Right.
We have one Philly attending the game. That is only Kyle Schwarber.
Yep.
Because Zach Wheeler, who was selected, he decided to do the rest thing and not pitch, and he's going to go home and spend some time with his family. He's got a new baby. So, all right. So,
two guys, right?
And Suarez also declined an invitation.
So, two of them.
So, two declined. Schwarber will be the only one. But there was a big story over the weekend. So, young pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jacob Mizorowski, he made the All-Star game this weekend. He was announced as one of the replacements. He has pitched in 5 games. Now, he's electric and he's fun and he looks like he's going to be a star, but he pitched in 5 games. And the Phillies took offense to this. I mean, yeah, Castellanos basically saying it's now the Savannah Bananas. Trey did not take kindly to it. They were all upset, really, because Christopher Sanchez wasn't placed on the team and this kid was. What did you think about all this?
I think it makes him sound bad. I would just say grow up. You're coming from an organization that 2 players declined to go. Okay? How can you have a problem putting a kid on the team? He's pitching 5 games. He's like 4-1, throws 100 miles an hour. He's like 6'1,000, and people want to see him. It's a showcase. People want to see that. I want to see this kid pitch. And so you've got Sanchez, who probably, I guess his agent said he would have pitched, wouldn't have been smart to pitch. And so what is it, a matter of the bonus?
Bring
him out in the 7th inning stretch and put him on TV getting a check from the Phillies, okay? What the hell is, how do you have, a lot of nerve trying to stand up for the integrity of baseball when players on your own team said, nah, then take a pass. When you've got an organization, we've got a couple of guys that have said that, and I don't blame them, whatever, but that's where the game is right now. That's how many players go to the All-Star game? It's not like it's an Elite 12. There's like 90 guys, right?
I think we're up to about 80.
It's like 80 guys. Yeah. You can't fit in a kid who people are starting to talk about now. And maybe I'm going to actually watch a little more baseball if this guy comes in. I just say, hey, I want to see what he's got. It's a story to me if he gets blown up or if he throws the dragon's breath. I don't care, but I want to see him. Why would you go after this? Why would you make an issue of this when the big issue is you have an event like that and people are bailing out on it. Now you've got an excited kid to come in that I want to see at an All-Star game. I'll be disappointed if he doesn't pitch. I really will.
So I was not here last week, but I did start to read last night about the reaction. I was surprised at how frustrated the Phillies were at this. Like I think the issue was that he wasn't named initially. And then once he wasn't named initially, so I think the way it works is because he pitched yesterday, right?
Yep.
So he can't pitch on Tuesday. That's the way the rule is.
Although I think his agent said he could.
He could, but I think they typically don't do that.
They don't want to, yeah.
They don't want to. So once he wasn't named initially, they're not going to take a pitcher that pitched Sunday as a replacement, right? Because then he can't pitch Tuesday.
Yes.
So it is bizarre. I think when you add in the fact that Wheeler and Sanchez, Suarez, said no, it does. It's like, why are you guys so upset? The quotes are strong. I mean, here's what Turner said on Friday night. What a joke. That's bleeping terrible. I mean, that's terrible, dude. Real Muto said, quote, that's just how MLB does it now. Nothing against the Mizorowski kid. But those two, speaking on Sanchez and Suarez, are deserving of being on the team in the first place. There's no doubt. And then Castellanos said it's turning into the Savannah Bananas. But don't we know that already?
That's what it is.
Well,
honest to God, if you told me that next year Major League Baseball was going to put a team together to play the Savannah Bananas, your freaking audience would be 5 times what it's going to be.
And the game's here next year. I would watch that.
Because it's just that's all it is. It's entertainment. And you should. The problem is, it's like in the NHL. If you don't go to the All-Star game and you're invited, you cannot play the next game. You are benched.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they want their guys there.
I like that.
Yes, they want their guys there. That you know, this is supposed to be for the fans. We're supposed to put. We're supposed to want to go to something like this, even if it's just to shake hands, I guess. But you go. That's why it has no. It has no weight to me that you're upset about this. First fact of the matter that there's like 90 players going. You have a kid that I know. Baseball's become a regional sport more than a national, but this kid's a pretty good story. I mean, really is. He's a pretty good story to come in. And now it's a bigger story. Yeah, it's actually something to watch.
The Phillies actually gave it more energy.
Yes.
I mean, because I saw that he was put on the team, and I was like, whoa, he's only pitched five games. But then the Phillies' anger, I think it actually adds to the story.
It does.
It's going to make it more of a national story when we get there on Tuesday night with the All-Star game. So only one Philly will be participating in the game. That's Kyle Schwarber as a reserve for the National League. Last year, we had eight. It is quite a difference. Last year, the Phillies were the story of the All-Star game.
Right, and this year they had more guys turn it down than go.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Well, in the story I read this weekend, they chartered an extra plane because they thought they were going to have a bunch of guys go from San Diego right to Atlanta. Yeah. And it turned out that plane was only, I guess, Kyle Schwarber yesterday. So they just dropped him off. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Gerald in West Philly. Hey, Gerald.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Gerald, what's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys ever found out if Hugh brought his Bucky's Cup. The winery.
So we've started to call around different wineries in the area. They're not answering our calls, but we're going to keep looking for them. And I feel like someone's going to probably notice them and call us and say, there's this guy here. You might know him. He's got a Bucky's Cup at a winery.
Yeah. We need to find out if he brought that Bucky's Cup. It'd be pretty funny. But no, back to the Jalen Hurts thing. No, he's definitely the bottom 10 quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you know, if you have a handful, there's a handful of quarterbacks I can name that if he was in his position, with, you know, Saquon, the defense, the wide receiver core, you know, they're going to bring us to the Super Bowl 2 out of the 3 years, you know.
When you say bottom 10, you just mean like the bottom of the top 10, right?
Bottom of the 10.
That's what I thought you
meant. So what did they list them? Nine
so yeah,
out of
the,
10?
Yeah, they had the poll of the executives and coaches and scouts, and they had him ranked 9th in the NFL right now.
Yeah, because that's where he belongs. You know, if you had any of these other quarterbacks put in his position, I think it would, you know, we would still 20-30 bomb the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you know. Now, on the other hand, I do believe he is, you know, you got to put Jalen Hurts just out of the accomplishments he's had for top five athletes in Philadelphia sports history, just from the accomplishments. You know, if Zach Wheeler wins a World Series, you know, then you can probably put him up there in top five, but, you know.
It is interesting, as Kyle said that, he would be more likely to put him in the top five for the last 25 years than, like, the top five right now, which is, they're two different things, but similar at the same time. Gerald, would you go get Sir Anthony again? You want him back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think he was a top piece in the 2022 postseason, you know. We got he's better than the other Jordan Romano.
Oh, yeah, he's a lot better than Jordan Romano.
The guy Ross. You know,
yeah, unfortunately, he's better than probably three quarters of the bullpen right now. Gerald, we appreciate the call. It's not even so much about Sir. Anything they bring in, Al, in terms of relief pitcher, is we're going to feel like it's an upgrade. I mean, this bullpen is terrible.
Oh, you're not going to feel like it's over when your manager signals out there. I mean, it's a point now. You want him to rip the phone out. It's like you just don't want to go there.
Well, even the good, like even Strom, who's mostly good, he puts base runners on every game.
Yeah.
I mean, like yesterday, I was just waiting for it to go the wrong way. They got out of it, but he put two bases. He walked the leadoff hitter up one in the ninth. It was like, oh my goodness. All right, let's go to Steph up next on WIP. Hey, Steph.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Steph. What's up?
Nah, man, I just want to say he's definitely being disrespected a little bit. I mean, trying to compare him to Joe Burrow is like trying to compare Bryce Harper to Ronald Acuna. Bryce Harper hits a lot more home runs, but he's not a better baseball player than Ronald.
What?
Joe Burrow making throw a better ball, but he can't do more than Jalen Hurts as far as extending the play, running it or throwing it. Lamar Jackson, the same thing. It's just like comparing Donovan McNabb to Michael Vick. Michael Vick is electrifying, no doubt, but he's not a better quarterback than Donovan McNabb.
But they do play the same position. You can do it. They're just different players at the same position.
What do you mean?
Like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts play the same position. So just because they have different styles
Lamar Jackson is a better runner than Jalen Hurts, but it all comes down to decision making and playmaking.
I agree with that. But he did throw 41. He threw 41 touchdowns last year. 41.
That's because they threw the ball a lot.
Well, he was also super good at it. I mean, they wouldn't throw the ball if he wasn't super good at it, and they were moving the ball.
And this is my point. He's a better passer than Jalen Hurts.
So what is Jalen better at than Lamar?
Extending the play and making plays.
He's better extending the play than Lamar Jackson?
Isn't he not? Haven't you seen it? Have you not seen it?
Lamar Jackson might be the greatest running quarterback in the history of the sport.
Is he the best quarterback in the history of the living sport? A running quarterback means nothing.
No, but you said he's better at extending plays.
Exactly, but he's not a better overall quarterback.
What is Jalen better at? What is Jalen better at?
Making decisions, extending the plays, and making a better play while he's extending the play. He's not just running to get yards. He's running and looking down the field as well. They had the same type of players. They had the same type of defense. Everybody keeps saying about the defense. okay, the defense was good and they gave him the ball in a good position, but the offense still got to put the ball in the end zone, whether it's on the 1 yard line or the 5 yard line. They got to still get it in there.
I agree with that. But the Ravens scored more points. They had a better offense.
Okay. So if they had the better offense, then why didn't they win their AFC championship game? Because if I'm not mistaken, Jalen Hurts played Lamar Jackson, beat him and outplayed him. Same thing with Joe Burrow, beat him and outplayed him. Same thing with Josh Allen, beat him and outplayed him.
So this is tennis then.
It's become tennis. Steph, we appreciate it. I'm trying to figure out how he extends plays better than Lamar Jackson.
Well, he said he doesn't, and then
he did.
Then said he did.
Okay. All right. Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right. Compared to how you thought they'd be at the beginning of the season, the Phillies are better than I thought or worse than I thought? 57% today said worse than they thought, 43% on better. And does Jalen Hurts actually get disrespected? We could have guessed the results of this poll early in the show. Yes at 88%, no at 12%. Our Twitter polls today. All right, let's, for the first time, Al Morgani gets to experience you people. What are they up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So I was very curious as to how this would go.
Yeah.
Because when you were out last week... Mm-hmm. I mean, usually Hugh is the target.
Yeah.
All the time. When you were out last week,
TK?
It was directed from Hugh and right at TK.
Wow.
TK got the brunt of it. Now you're back.
Yeah.
Hugh's gone. I was wondering if it would go to Al.
Probably me.
If it would go to you.
Yeah.
It went to Hugh. Anyway.
I like that.
You did get a couple, though.
Yeah, of course.
Al evaded this scot-free, probably because of your Hurts take, Joe.
Yeah.
That people were more mad at you than Al. So I don't know why people were surprised at this, but this came up a few times. People were surprised that you came back the same shade of pale from vacation that you left with.
What did you guys expect?
Do you know how
much sunscreen I put on?
Right. Well, so that's what I said. Hugh, even Friday, was like, Joe's going to come back with like sunburn. I'm like,
no way.
I'm like, Hugh, we've hung out with Joe before. All the man does is apply sunscreen every 5 minutes.
So I used to not do this. And obviously, you don't want to get skin cancer down the line. But I just get burnt and it would hurt. So I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I wore a hat, sunscreen. Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said you look like Elmer Fudd uses Elmer's glue as suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's kind of right. That's about right. Yeah, apply a lot.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I like
the
that one.
Bald guy with the glue. Somebody said, Joe, your first words today should have been apologies for the list that you put out last week while you were on vacation.
Which one? Oh, the coaching.
The coach one was out of control. I mean, Dan Campbell.
I'm a Dan Campbell guy.
I know, but why? You missed this. I forgot to tell you. I revoked your Sirianni guy card.
Oh, no.
Because it was that was a tough list a Sirianni guy to put out.
I ranked him eighth. Now, here's what's being lost in all this. He was 16th on my list last year. That's a big jump. 16 to 8 is a big jump.
It's not
also, don't I have to keep the same energy as the kids say with the coach and the quarterback?
No.
Well, I felt like I had to. If I put Sirianni like top five.
Yeah.
That would have been because he won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do that for Jalen Hurts.
But
I'm trying to be fair.
I think a win-loss is way more attributed to a coach than a quarterback.
I understand the point. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I was trying to be fair. And I listen, we have the eighth best coach and the sixth best quarterback and the best roster.
Look, fine.
I thought these were positives.
But I wasn't happy about that one. I don't like Daniels over Hurts, but you know, I'll let you live. You had him six overall on the list. Like that's fine, but eight for Sirianni. Not great.
Okay. It was Campbell, wasn't it?
Yep.
If it was seven.
The Campbell one bothered me a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, what the hell has Campbell done? He's basically the same guy as Nick Sirianni, just without the resume.
Well, coach of the year.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Coach of the year.
Go ahead.
We'll see what he is without his two coordinators.
Yeah, he could drop this year. Yep. He could,
All right. Not used to good analogies coming from the chair next to Joe Giglio.
You got people today with the check engine light.
No.
That's going to
stay. Because they all have a car.
Yeah.
Well, but usually Hugh tries to do analogies.
Hugh has awful analogies.
They're
very bad.
Yeah.
What's the one he says? If my aunt had one more chromosome?
Yeah, I know.
She'd be my uncle.
Yeah. He's a lot.
Yeah. Not quite the analogy. All right, and then we had a lot of suggestions for where Hugh could possibly be.
Oh, I'm excited for these.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. Out looking for Bigfoot.
So I actually was in territory where people like look Bigfoot for Bigfoot. Territory. There was a lot of Bigfoot merchandise.
Oh, it's big Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
right?
I was kind of where he would be, and I didn't see him. So
block party doing small talk.
There you go.
That last time I saw Hugh, that's what we were discussing. Him going to the block party in Claymont.
Not a small talk guy.
No.
Scuba diving.
That's the least likely place he is. No way.
Yeah. Actually, the rest of these. Well, maybe not one of them. he was at the furry convention.
Yeah, I did get a message. I was going through some messages yesterday that I missed last week, and one was, don't let Hugh go to the furry convention.
No, he was talking about the furry convention again.
Did
week.
You try to stop that?
Well, I do my best, but he's dead set on these things.
Yep.
There's really nothing to do. Yep. Secretly at a glizzy fest. It's really his guilty pleasure, some are saying.
Wow. Yep. You know about this about Hugh with the hot dogs?
No.
He refuses to eat them like a normal person. He has to break
them
up.
They're too phallic for him, so he can't eat them whole.
Yeah.
So he has to break them up.
Like a kid breaks up their food and eats it. Yeah. I'm being dead serious. None of this is a joke. This is the way the guy eats hot dogs.
It's a real thing. Yep.
He got made fun of by a teenager once, and it hasn't left him.
Either that or he had a bad experience with a hot dog.
That might be it.
Yeah. Speaking of... He was in the upper room.
R.I.P. Hugh.
So we were talking about that he's in the fourth quarter, brushing up against the 2-minute warning.
We have said that. Clock ran out.
Hugh was off somewhere avoiding accountability.
That's probably the best thing that we've heard today.
Skip's basement, wondering why he's tied up.
Oh, no. If we hear from Skip this week and he tells this guy, would we call the authorities or just let it go?
I think we might have to. Okay. Like first, he's breaking into his house, stealing his keys.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Yeah, we can't find out he's in his basement. And the last one, in search of better clues.
Well, that might take a full week, so we'll see him when he gets back. All right, Al, I appreciate you hopping in today. This was
fun. No worries, fun.
Very fun day. And I think that we might use your check engine light analogy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You get permission.
Yeah, good. Because we need better analogies in this show. So we're going to take that one and run with it. All right. TK is up next with the Tom. Is he going to use the song? He's got to use the song, right?
I love the song. He knows what's best for him.
Yeah. The TK. You know the song?
Took TK's. Yeah. He plays it whenever we come on.
Oh, but it's not just the TK show. It's you and TK.
Well, but I like that song so much, I make him just go with that.
Okay. Well, all right. So listen in. Tom Kelly's up next in for the afternoon show, and the TK show open will be played. You guys have a great rest day. We'll talk tomorrow, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.